This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Western Massachusetts has been a relative stronghold for the Green Rainbow Party, the state affiliate of the National Green Party. Franklin, Hampshire, and Berkshire counties had the highest proportion of its voters in the state cast ballots for Jill Stein in the 2016 presidential election. Hampden County wasn't far behind. And this year, all three Greens running for statewide office are from Western Mass. New England Public Radio's Saskia DeMelker has more.
Jamie Guerin remembers the moment she decided to throw her hat in the ring as the Green Rainbow Party's candidate for Massachusetts treasurer.
I was cooking dinner for my children, and Jill Stein called me and kind of said, you know, we have to stand up. As scary as it seems, we have to stand up. And I just, at that moment, I'm like, yeah, I have to. I have to stand up.
Guerin is a single mom from Northampton. She says the Green Rainbow Party's core value of putting people's interests above corporate interests encourages ordinary citizens like her to run for office.
You know, we're a people-powered party, decentralized and local from the bottom up. We're the only major party in Massachusetts right now who refuses corporate donations and donations from corporate lobbyists and super PACs.
Getting corporate interests out of government is also behind Guerin's main goal if elected as treasurer. Establishing a state public bank like North Dakota has.
Right now, we're paying millions of dollars to Wall Street banks when we borrow for our infrastructure projects. We can eliminate, you know, all of that and build a state public bank with the intention not of profiting so much for private interests, but to invest in the common good and to invest in our communities as its goal.
Northampton is also home to another Green Rainbow candidate. Edward Stamis is running for state auditor. He's a former public school teacher and longtime Green Party activist. But like Guerin, it's his first time running for office. He believes there's a strong appetite for a third-party candidate to serve as auditor.
It doesn't really make sense to have someone from one of the major parties in an oversight position.
Because, he says, they're likely to use their position to play political games when deciding how and which state agencies to audit.
I would look at each of the state systems, for example, housing, healthcare, education, transportation. I'd look at each of those systems as a whole and ask, is that system meeting the needs of the people of Massachusetts?
There's communities that aren't being heard, that aren't being advocated for.
Juan Sanchez of Holyoke is the party's candidate for Secretary of State. Sanchez, who identifies as Puerto Rican, gay, and from a low-income background, believes the Green Rainbow Party's emphasis on racial and economic justice resonates with diverse populations.
Once we start talking more about our social justice platform of our key values and the other parts of it, you start seeing those people who feel like they've been disenfranchised or left out, such as the Puerto Rican community or other low-income communities or minorities, also want to get involved in the Green Rainbow Party.
Sanchez works for a local nonprofit and ran unsuccessfully as a Green Rainbow candidate for Holyoke City Council last year. The Secretary of State is the chief elections officer in Massachusetts, and if elected, Sanchez wants to
run a multilingual statewide voter education campaign. Nobody's made the effort to teach our community how these systems work.
You know, we're coming down to the last final push before the election, so I just...
At a recent meeting, Guerin, Stamis, and Sanchez strategized about how to spend their final days and their limited funds campaigning.
I have about $350 to $400 in my campaign account. I'll be ordering signs tonight.
It's very hard because, you know, we're excluded from debates and we don't have millions of dollars in our campaign accounts to put up huge billboard ads. It's basically getting out there on the street and talking to people.
Are you guys giving signs out to Eastern Mass and Central Mass?
Yep, I'm mailing them out.
And Stamis acknowledges that running a statewide campaign from Western Massachusetts is an added challenge.
80% of the population of Massachusetts is in the greater Boston area. So obviously as a statewide candidate, I want to connect with those voters, and I live out here. So that has been one difficulty.
Guerin, Stamis, and Sanchez are realistic about their slim chances of winning. They say a victory would be getting at least 3% of the state's vote. That would give the Green Rainbow status as a major party in Massachusetts and make it easier for them to run candidates in future elections, including the presidential. But Sanchez says they have a larger goal in running.
It's important to let people know that they do have other options, that there are other parties who are fighting for your needs, who might even be going a lot farther than the two major parties are.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Saskia DeMelker.